When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT and Sal back on the fan. 888-808-1019. The number to call. We'll get back to the calls in just a second.
All right. So in addition to eating just way too much like an absolute gavone over the past couple days, you know, I watched more college football this weekend than I have all year. College football is just, for me, and really, quite frankly, college basketball, this has happened as well. I think it's a little different for me because I do St. John's and I do follow the Big East extensively. I don't know who the hell's on what team, yeah. And there's just no loyalty and there's no continuity. And I'm not talking about players getting paid. I understand that. It's no problem. But even like a couple of days ago, Michigan got a quarterback. I believe he was going to go to LSU. I saw Portnoy putting this out there, having fun. And they flipped him for like $10.5 million. $10 million to go play quarterback in college. It's an absolute mess.
That's what the quarterback is getting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? Oh, yeah. $10.5 million to flip him. I think it was LSU to Michigan. Either way, I try not to let, when I do sit down to watch a game, I try not to let that bother me. Because if I do think about that, it'll strip away all the enjoyment. Because you watch another pro game. So I sat down at my in-laws and I watched every snap of the Michigan-Ohio State game. It's the best rivalry in college football. I love it. And I mean, well, boy, Michigan threw a pick late and they had a wide open guy in the end zone. And I think they were going to flush it down the chute. Ohio State was 23.5 point favorites and Michigan won, as many of you know. And that one suit after the game with the pepper spray and the fracas, just absolute craziness. Now, here's the thing. They got to make up their minds because I don't see the value. I really don't, Sal. This is going to sound insensitive. I don't see the value in shaking somebody's hand after you play and knock the hell out of each other for 60 minutes. I just don't see it. You know, maybe it's different in some, like golf. You want to take your hat off and shake somebody's hand. All right, that's different. When you are in the trenches and you are hitting each other and you're talking smack that we can't hear on TV and you are, I mean, it is violent. Now you're expected for these guys in a matter of a minute to decompress and to have no volatility. So I don't even like the post-game handshakes. I think it's a waste of time.
I didn't even know that they do that.
Well, they get together and they congregate whatever. No, it's not like hockey, but they do it in basketball. They do it in college basketball. They do it in college football is a little different. It's not like it's
hockey
a line.
Postseason, by the way. It's not like they do it every game.
Yeah. No, it's not quite like that in the postseason where there's this procession of people. It's more like this mass of humanity. Some will pray, which is great.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever they're doing, dapping each other up. Some people know each other from high school, whatever. Everybody's
recruiting.
But
didn't it start because of the flag?
Well, yes, that's where I'm going. So, but this is all born out of trying to show people up and a complete disregard for sportsmanship. Hey, if you take your flag and you try to go to midfield and plant it, which, by the way, I'm kind of okay with if you think you can get away with it, but if you think that the other team's not going to have any opposition to it, then what the hell do you think is going to happen? Now, this is for a longer discussion, but the pepper spray and the reaction by the police,
that's ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, but still, when you have that many people, I obviously heard about it after the fact. I didn't watch it live. Like, where was the game? Was it in Michigan?
Ohio State.
It was at Ohio State. Ohio State, and they stink with Ryan Day. Or whatever.
They four straight games they lost to Michigan.
They can't be in Michigan. Yeah, but it's not just Harbaugh either. So that's, you know, that wasn't a convenient excuse.
Yep.
Now it's not. Anyway, you cannot go to an opponent's home field and expect to plant the flag.
Yeah.
We saw this with Terrell Owens years ago where he was dancing on the star.
George, I think it was Teague who knocked him out, right?
Certain behaviors, I mean, even though you win and you're dominating, whatever, you can't go there and plant your flag.
Baker did it. That's really where I think it started.
Well, and then people took issue with it. Like, obviously.
Yeah, I just think that if you do that, if you're brazen enough to go and grab that flag and try to spear it, now the horseshoe is turf, so it's not really going to stick in the ground like it might at a grass stadium. Then just understand that something's coming your way. And I think it's very different than like taking the flag and, you know, going to the end zone and like whatever amount of Michigan people were there
that
finding
might be
the Yeah.
Planting it at midfield.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, why don't you just take a leak on somebody's doorstep?
Well, come on, man.
Yeah. What do you expect? So I have no problem with Ohio State fighting back for that.
Yeah. I didn't need, I mean, the pepper spray stuff. You ever been pepper sprayed?
No.
Me neither.
Were you?
No. I thought you thought of the two of us, maybe. You know, you've been known to be in a little more trouble than I am when you were younger. Have you ever been pepper sprayed before?
Not that I can remember.
Yeah. Dove? Okay.
Close.
No.
But I don't think pepper spray, well, it had to be a thing when I was younger. Mm-hmm. No. Listen, don't make it seem like I'm in the backseat of a car. A cop car. I mean, we had a couple of
flirtations. Tased?
I've not been tased. No.
Have you, Huff?
Whipped and chained.
Have you been tased? No.
Whipped and tased.
Depends. Hoff, you've never been tased? I could see Hoff sustaining multiple tases to get him down.
Yes,
it's like a big bear
coming
at you.
Like you
need
bear.
I don't recall any of this happening, so I don't think it did.
I think the first tase of Hoff would be unsuccessful.
He was tased at the Christmas party last year. I think they
and they should have tased him before he kept saying what he was saying. He comes at you like Jason from Jason Voorhees. Like you just can't kill him. Or Michael Myers on fire. I could see this big jooch. I mean, taking like a team of four police officers and three tasers to get him to subdue himself. Oh my God!
BT and Sal on the Fan 888-808-1019. Chippy is in Queens. Hold on a second, Chippy. What do you got there, Hoff?
All right, so Joel Sherman just put out an article. Again, I can't read the whole thing.
Yeah, I have the code, so we
can get
in.
Okay, good. So maybe you want to read more of it. But the first thing is very interesting about the Mets. During my vacation the past few weeks, a plugged-in agent told me it was his sense that the Mets were not playing at the top of the starting pitching market for Corbin Burns and Max Fried.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you. I mean, I told you that weeks ago without any sources. But yes, fine off. We appreciate that from Sherman. Did you think the Mets were
in
at the top? Based on what?
I thought they were going to go after a big arm.
Based on the fact that they have a ton of money, it doesn't make a difference who they get.
They don't want Burns. That to me was the biggest, like, do the math on it. Stearns doesn't operate like that, and he knew. We said it on the show. I said it. And you guys don't think I'm plugged in.
Snell? What about Max Fried? Like, I would think that the Mets would go. Hey, listen, I don't like the Montas stuff. I understand that if you get somebody at the top.
Fried was the one name that I thought might be a possibility. But Burns, no chance.
Here's the thing is, I don't disagree with, hey, you know, go for these like little, like, you know, special.
Reclamation projects.
Exactly. But eventually you do have to try to get, like, an ace.
Yes.
Well, here's their rotation right now. We went over it before a little bit, but we did leave somebody out.
Oh, hold on. Who do we leave
out? Senga, Montas. Yeah.
Peterson, McGill,
Budo.
Yeah.
Paul Blackburn.
Blackburn. Paul Blackburn.
He can be a solid. The Mets have a nice rotation of, like, fours and fives.
They've got depth.
And I'm including Senga in there. He's like a three, maybe.
No, he's better than a three when he's on.
I thought he was a three in his first year anyway. I know he pitched like their ace.
I mean, I guess
I think he projects like a two or a three tops.
I would say like a lower tier two, not a one, you know, a pushing two.
Like your rotation is loaded if Senga is your three.
Oh, if he's your three, you're in a really good spot. Listen, here's what the Mets need to do. And I know that they're trying, and what's his name? I'm forgetting his name. Who had the surgery, the pitcher.
Blackburn, you're talking about?
No, the young kid. Scott, right?
Christian Scott.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about him. He's out, right?
They need to trot out their next, you know, developed horse. And hopefully it works out.
I think they have a couple of guys in the pipeline.
I know they do. And I don't know all the names. I know some are highly touted. I don't know how many are going to be ready this year. I don't think many. You can get that on the Rico with Evan and Hoffa. Yeah. They'll give you all the names there. But that's when the Mets are really good, generally, it's one of their own that's kind of leading the way. That's what they need.
Sorry, Chippy. Go ahead. Chippy's in Queens.
Chippy.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
BT.
Yes.
BT.
Yes.
I love you, but Sal is the man.
Okay.
Sal, you're my man, man. I miss you, man.
I miss you too,
Chippy.
Yeah, so how can I forget? Of course,
I'm a moto.
Yeah.
I'm a moto.
Yeah.
So now, Soto, if Mets don't sign you, Soto, I have a problem, bro. Yes. If Mets don't sign them, because I want to meet you, Eric, and Hector, man. And let's speak to them.
And who? Who was the other one? Oh, Hector? Yeah.
Eric.
Chippy, here's the thing.
What's going on?
Let's go to the end. Thank you for the call, Chippy, and do appreciate the love. I'm not sure. He said, I believe, if the Mets don't sign Soto.
Yeah.
Did he say don't or do?
I have
we'll have
no
to go
idea.
To audio replay.
Once he said he likes you better, I stopped listening, quite frankly.
I do the same thing.
Not to the next call.
Yeah, Sal, I like it, but this one's for BT because he's my man, Yankees and Jets. I'm like, okay, let me check the text.
You know how the game goes, dude. Is what it is.
Anybody tweeting about me? Let me find out.
But at least my guys, at least I know what they're saying. And I don't mean his accent. I don't mean that at all. I didn't really know what he was getting after.
I don't know if Chippy said, we could go to the audio replay or whatever, but I don't know if Chippy said if they do or don't, but it sounded like he wanted to get together with me and maybe some of the fellow Met fan, former overnight listeners and callers.
Have a little party.
Which we've done a couple of different times. Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that.
You a little funeral when you don't get him or if you don't get him?
I haven't really thought that through yet. He said if they don't sign.
Yeah, he sounds like a good dude, man. He used to call the overnights.
Chippy, yes. I remember him, of course.
That's a good nick. That's a good name, Chippy. He's definitely up.
Yeah, not as regular as some of the others, but still. I mean, yeah, and we'll get together, Chippy, but it's not going to be if they don't sign.
Yeah, why?
Because I'm concerned. Yeah, I'm concerned what you would do to me if they don't sign him, because I've been saying that they are going to sign him. Mm. Like, does Chippy want a piece?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Chippy
going to
turn on his guy.
I don't know. Or does he want to celebrate?
I don't know. You think he can handle Chippy?
We'll get together.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
What if Chippy starts throwing down?
I'm not willing to find out. I may talk tough, but I'm just a little frightened.
Are you
going to
bark or are you going to start biting? So you're going to bite him back? I don't know. I know you like to bark, but can you bite?